Ecclesiastes chapter 3. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh from that wherein he laboureth? I have seen the travail that God hath given to the sons of men to toil in. He hath made everything beautiful in its time. Also he hath set the world in their heart, so that man findeth not out from the beginning to the end the work that God doeth. I know that there is nothing good for them but to rejoice and to do well in their life. Yea, also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy good in all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that whatever God doeth, it shall be forever. There is nothing to be added to it, nor anything to be taken from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear before him. That which was long ago, and that which is to be, hath already been, and God bringeth back again that which is past. And moreover, I saw under the sun, that in the place of judgment, wickedness was there, and in the place of righteousness, wickedness was there. I said in my heart, God will judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. I said in my heart, it is thus with the children of men, that God may prove them, and that they should see that they themselves are but beasts. For what befalleth the children of men befalleth beasts. Even one thing befalleth them. As the one dieth, so dieth the other, and they have all one breath. And man hath no preeminence above the beast, for all is vanity. All go to one place, all are of the dust, and all return to dust. Who knoweth the spirit of the children of men? Doth it go upwards? And the spirit of the beasts, doth it go downwards to the earth? And I have seen that there is nothing better than that man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him?